Living today. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Waumego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. Again, if you have any questions, comments, 75-537-1350. A little later in the program, we'll talk fishing with some Riley County folks with the Fishing and Game Association. Tim, you sound pretty interested in that.
I do sound interested in that. Kevin and I were talking about fishing before our show started. I'm hoping that's in my spring break plan, so maybe I'll stick around. They give me a good fishing report.
You have a good catch last year? Any big catches?
You know, last year was tough. We didn't get out as much as we'd like to, and so I don't have any good fishing stories from last year.
Oh, but you can always make one up. I always thought that's what 75% of fishing stories probably are kind of.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, a little engrossed.
Well, we all have cell phones now, so you should always have pictures to back them up.
That's true.
Pictures,
that's true.
Pictures can be enhanced, though.
Well, that's also true.
Everybody knows how to hold the fish.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point. Well, let's be sure we mention some other issues going on as far as what's going on in Waumego and Rock Creek. There's always some school board meetings. I know you're talking that spring break starts next week for y'all.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kit.
Right. We both have spring break this next week. And I know at Rock Creek, our students are out this coming Friday. We have senior exit projects going on, which are really, really exciting and a unique opportunity for our students to showcase some skills at the end of their senior year to show you know, their interests, their aptitude, and those are always fun to watch. We have our kindergarten through eighth grade teachers getting together and doing some building work on their accreditation plans. So we've got our spring accreditation visit coming up April 11th that we're really excited about. We are in year two, even though this is our first year for this accreditation process, and we're kind of curious as to what our team thinks of our plan at this point. So a lot of things going on, and then you know, wrapped up winter activities, spring activities starting, and between now and the end of May, it's going to seem like we're inside a whirlwind, and there's no stop.
I'll just follow kind of the same thing. We have spring break next week as well. We're actually in the middle of parent-teacher conferences this week, so our teachers are working a couple of late nights, and Friday is a comp day, an off day for all staff, and so students actually start their spring break Thursday. Actually, elementary students, their last day is today because our elementary buildings do have conferences during the day tomorrow, and then they stretch into the evening tomorrow evening. But, yeah, the conferences are going on. We also are in the middle of the accreditation process. As Kevin stated, our first on-site visit with our accreditation team is April 3rd. So we've been doing some work and working on things like that, and we're excited about that as well. Kevin mentioned senior exit projects. We had our senior interview day a few weeks ago where seniors actually complete a resume, do cover letters and things of that nature, and apply for jobs that they have an interest in. And we have a great community that businessmen and people from around the area that are experts in different fields and industries come in and help us put on that interview day. So students go through three mock interviews with experts from their field of interest. We make them dress up. We make them play the role of an actual interview. And then we even kind of have a business lunch where we have a speaker come in and talk about, you know, what are some things they should do to prepare for finding that first job.
I had something similar at Winfield High School my senior year. We had kind of a similar sort of process, a senior exit interview, I think is what we called them, and had the interview process, had to have a binder of, I guess, our accomplishments and kind of a resume sort of. It sounded very similar, and I found it very beneficial.
You know, we've gotten very good feedback, and it's not really designed for kids to land a job, you know, at that time, but some do. They do end up with a summer job or some sort of connection, and that's another part of it, just making connections with people in our community who might someday serve as a mentor for them.
Very good, very good. And just real quick, before we go and have the Fishing and Game folks in the studio after this next break, just maybe a little quick sports recap. I know Wamego went to a state, or at least the boys did.
Yes.
To Monarch City.
Yeah, Coach Hemphill and his team, they did qualify for state and played last Thursday at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, played Ark City, and really played a good, solid first half. And I think we were up by two in the first half. And Ark City is a good team. They ended up finishing third. Had a really, really good player that I think put in 29 on us, and we just couldn't contain him the second half. We also ran into a few foul issues with a couple of our best players led to a defeat. But the kids had a great season, played really hard, and so congratulations to Coach Hemphill and his team.
I was rooting for him as a Winfield High alum, class of 2004. You know, Ark City is the bitter rival.
Of Winfield. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Always got the Cali Cup in football every year, so I was rooting hard for Wamego.
Yeah. Well, and kudos to K-Man. I know the game was broadcast on 104, and if we had won, Corey Reeves had told us we'd be highlighted for every game we were at state, so we sure appreciate your support here as well.
Well, always glad to do it.
You know, our basketball season ended at Substate, unfortunately. Our girls in the first round, our boys in the finals. Our boys had a tremendous season, I believe at 22-3. Two of those losses, one of them, unfortunately, two of the losses were in Marysville. Unfortunately, one of them was that last game of the season in the Substate finals. Had our opportunities, you know. Of the three games that we did lose, we had leads in the fourth quarter in all of them, so it was one of those things that just wasn't meant to be this time around. And, you know, the kids, you know, I think understand that they're here first and foremost for academics. And, you know, those that were up for basketball now are gearing up for track, for softball, or for other activities that they have going on outside of school. You know, we've got FFA, we've got forensics, we've got music stuff going on right now that's just been tremendous. I actually missed our FFA banquet last night. But, you know, the kids are involved outside of the classroom, but they do focus on the classroom as being what they're truly in school for.
And on the FFA front, this gets to be a very busy time on the FFA front.
Yeah, all their competitions are coming up. They did get past the social parts of the FFA week, and we had the alumni auction a couple weeks ago and then the banquet last night. But now it's time to get serious about the competitions.
It does. A lot of competitions in March and April, all that prepping you for state, which is always held here in Manhattan, here in just a couple months.
Yeah, that is a big deal. I know our kids look forward to it, and we actually hosted an FFA competition. I believe it's been just a week ago, last Tuesday, on the statewide fire drill day. We had to make accommodations for a couple extra hundred students who were in our buildings for that FFA competition, but our kids actually took first at that event, and they're doing a lot of things. We also have, like Kevin said, forensics. We qualified several kids for nationals in forensics here in the last few weeks, and possibly more to come. We recognized a plethora of music students at our last board meeting who either were on the KMEA Honors Band or the All-State Band or Choir. Also, shout out, we recognized kids who compete in our Geography Bees and Spelling Bees. One student in particular, Dagan Folks, was the county runner-up. He won our spelling bee and then was the county runner-up. And then I know we have a couple students in the geography bee where that state competition or state test is still coming in the future.
And that FFA competition you hosted, do you remember what event that was?
Well, they won the overall competition. I don't have all the details of the specifics right here in front of me.
Okay.
I'd be kind of guessing if I tried to remember what it was, what the specifics were.
Just wondering if it was some of my old events, you know.
Okay.
Take me back to memory lane a little bit. Before we go, anything else you guys wanted to mention before we move on?
I would like to say that Rock Creek USD 323 does have a special board meeting this evening. At 11 o'clock this morning, our bond council will open up our bond bids, and then hopefully this evening there's a bid that's acceptable for the board to get the financial package rolling for our upcoming construction project.
So very big. Those bid openings are always pretty big deal.
Nothing along those lines. Just want to wish everybody a happy spring break. Get out there and enjoy the time away so you can get your batteries recharged for the last leg of the school year. And looking forward to getting to spring break and then getting back and finishing up the year.
Yeah, that's right. Batteries recharged. I like that. That's what I'm going to be doing heading back to my hometown. Heading back to Winfield, actually. Sometime tomorrow I'll leave. And, yeah, the batteries do need to be recharged. So, got a long stretch ahead of us, but thanks so much for coming in. Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. When we come back here on In Focus, we'll talk Riley County Fish and Game Association with Kent Stewart and Spencer Toome right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial.